Tomorrow, Maiden Alley is showing F.W. Murnau's classic Nosferatu, but with a special twist. You're gonna have a group of musicians providing live accompaniment?
Yes, the Invincible Czars. And, yeah, it's going to be pretty wicked. I'm, you know, kind of anxious to see how this is all going to work. It kind of reminds me how they used to do, you know, silent movies back in the day. They'd have an orchestra pit, and the orchestra up there performing the music live for you. You know, it's going to be a throwback to that. So I'm super excited about it, and I love that movie so much.
For those that haven't seen Nosferatu, it's essentially Dracula with the names changed. Here you have Count Orlok, played by Max Schreck, as the primary antagonist or hero, depending on how you look at the story.
Hero, definitely yeah. Hero.
Then on Saturday, you've got John Carpenter's The Thing. I know you're a big Carpenter fan. It's showing three times on Saturday. Where does this one stack up for you?
You know, showing all these movies is such a guilty pleasure right now for this season. But The Thing, that one stands as his masterpiece to me. I mean, it is perfect in all ways, from the acting to the camera to the cinematography to the music, everything, editing, it's all perfect. Special effects by Rob O'Teen, which they'll blow your mind. They're unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Right. They're the kind of creature and body horror effects that you really don't see in movies anymore with the CGI.
Not at all. It's becoming a lost art, really. I mean, it's what I grew up in the 80s, so I love it when I see it, and it feels more real, even though sometimes you can see the seams of the mask. It still feels more real than any computer could create for me.
And for people who haven't seen it, it stars Kurt Russell as he's part of a team of explorers in the North Pole or South Pole.
I think it's North Pole, isn't it?
I'm not sure actually, but they're in a very desolate, snowy environment, and they have an encounter.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. They have an encounter.
Big ensemble cast, and you don't know who's who at one point. It's very tense, and it's actually a remake, so it's the John Carpenter kind of provides an argument for remakes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the few that really warranted a remake, and I think surpasses the original.
So that's The Thing, showing this Saturday at Maiden Alley. Then on Thursday, October 27th, you've got a special event planned by the Maiden Alley Teen Scene Committee, right?
Yes, and another group of kids from the local school that just, they're so into art, they're into music, everything. They have a talent show they put on there at Maiden Alley, and they've picked Beetlejuice, man, which is just fantastic. Who doesn't love that movie? It's amazing. Getting to the end of Tim Burton's run for me.
Yeah, Tim Burton's got a new movie in theaters. I haven't seen that yet, but I think I'll probably be more likely to go see Beetlejuice, which I haven't seen on the big screen yet, but I've seen many, many times over the years. What is there anything different about a teen scene screening?
No, not really. You know, no alcohol, of course, but other than that, it's open to the public.
Beetlejuice is showing Thursday, October 27th at 7 p.m., and then on Friday, October 28th, the feature for that weekend begins. You have the newly remastered Phantasm. This is a classic 80s horror movie, but I think kind of underseen by some people. People might recognize the tall man and his spheres, but John, tell us about the crazy plot of this movie for people that haven't seen it.
Phantasm. To go into Phantasm, it's a like you said, people don't really know what it is. I don't want to give too much away about it because it's so full of just insane ideas poured into this movie. They will come from you left and, you know, from the left and the right. And what's going to be awesome about this is the best way to experience, I think, we're going to get outside of 35, which we're all partial to. You know, this is a brand new 4K restoration from, Bad Robot, J.J. Abrams production company. And it's kind of the big hitch it's got. Pushing, like you said, this sorely underseen classic. You know, I'm kind of glad people are getting back into that. Me and Landy were talking about it. She was like, you know, what is it about this movie that's just, you know, all of a sudden so awesome? And I kind of broke it down to her just like how we are right now. And I think it's really, you know, JJ bringing it to the forefront again.
So essentially the plot, though, is a creepy mortician is up to no good and people start dying. But it's not a typical slasher movie.
No, not at all. Like I said, it's insane. So the only way you can describe it, it's wonderful.
So the remastered Phantasm is showing Friday, October 28th through Sunday the 30th. Beetlejuice, Thursday, October 27th. John Carpenter's The Thing, Saturday, October 22nd, and tomorrow night, Nosferatu, with live music by the Invincible Czars. John, I appreciate you catching up with us on all things Halloween-related at Maiden Alley.
Yeah, man, I hope everybody comes this weekend. This is special to have our theater, you know, have a theater like this showing all these awesome horror movies that are just fantastic. And especially Nosferatu, you're not going to get that experience with a live orchestra anywhere else. So everyone, please come and see this great stuff this weekend.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.